thoughts on question time in the federal parliament. Do Dorothy Dix's make you cringe? Those questions where government backbenchers ask their own ministers to praise their own policies. And are you tired of just generally poor, sometimes juvenile behaviour from MPs? And what about when you see an MP looking at their mobile phone? Are they really paying attention? Is that legitimate? Well, a parliamentary committee is recommending changes in procedure to try to tackle these problems. But some political observers doubt that they'll make much difference, thanks to us all just being humans, I suppose. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
And I'm sorry.
The minister will resume his seat. Members on. The member for Isaac. The member for Isaacs. Now, the minister will resume his seat. His microphone's off.
I'm now issuing a general warning.
Question time is political theatre, but many politicians are worried it's not a show the public wants to see. The House of Representatives Standing Committee on Procedure thinks some things need to change. It wants to see at least 21 questions a day, but both the questions and answers would be shorter. In good news for anyone watching, greater relevance would be encouraged. And the committee recommends a move towards more genuine questions focused on government policies and actions to limit opportunities for Dorothy Dix's like this.
Will the Prime Minister update the House on further action the government has taken this week to deliver on its priorities?
The committee's also recommending the Speaker be given a new option to manage disorderly behaviour.
Not the co-opted policies of the member for Maribyrnong, Mr Speaker.
No,
carbon copied onto the
Prime
Leader
Minister
of the Opposition.
He or she could order an MP to leave the chamber for either 1 or 3 hours. That time in the sin bin would be served during question time and the discussion of a matter of public importance. Greg Malewicz is an Associate Professor of History and Politics at the University of Wollongong. He's not convinced the committee's recommendations will improve question time standards.
The problem with a lot of the things that go on in Parliament really have to do with the sort of culture of Parliament. So what they're trying to do is to clean up their act in question time by making sort of technical changes to the way that question time works. And when you look through the report, what's interesting is that this is a process that's been going on perhaps for 30 years. There's been a lot of dissatisfaction with question time for a long period of time. So the question is whether if you make changes in the length of the time of questions and the time you have to respond to those questions, what exact effect it will have in the longer term.
What are the sort of behaviours that you think may not be fixed by those sort of remedies?
Question time's about jousting, and it's about jousting often between the Leader of the Opposition and the Prime Minister. So it's about gaining political advantage rather than answering the questions and doing what question time is designed originally to do, which is to keep the government accountable.
And if you've ever wondered if an MP is on their phone for work or just checking Facebook, a short trial ban on mobile phone use in the House is also recommended. The committee thinks that could lift standards of behaviour and improve public perceptions of question time. Professor Malewicz thinks the public would probably approve of that one.
There's nothing worse than if you're looking at someone on TV and they're just sitting there and playing with their mobile phone. It's not a good show, is it, for those who are watching?
The recommendations for reforming question time will make interesting reading for the current Speaker, Tony Smith. He put his foot down several times today, including this instance, when he tried to bring Peter Dutton into line.
We surrendered our sovereignty and handed it over to the
people. The Defence Minister can pause for a second.
And we secured our borders, Mr. Speaker.
Defence Minister will pause. Defence Minister will resume his seat.
If there's anything of relevance the Minister's got to add in the next 25 seconds, he can have the call.
Mr Speaker, in conclusion, I thank the member and on your indulgence, wish the Prime Minister a happy birthday.
Thank you. Bert.
Thank you.
Well, that was nice, but it wasn't relevant. But,
the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Tony Smith, Samantha Donovan and Alexia Atwood with that report.